slaves you were, and slaves you remain. But the terrible penalty of crucifixion has been set aside on the single condition that you identify the body or the living person of the slave called Spartacus.
Of our fate, that the task which has been set us is not above our strength, that its pangs and toils are not beyond our endurance. As long as we have faith in our cause and an unconquerable willpower, salvation will not be denied us. In the words of the psalmist, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Not all the tidings will be evil. On the contrary, mighty strokes of war have already been dealt against the enemy. Wounds have been inflicted, which have bitten deep and will fester and inflame. What kind of a people do they think we are? Is it possible they do not realize that we shall never cease to persevere against them until they have been taught a lesson which they and the world will never forget? Here we are, together, facing a group of mighty foes who seek our ruin. Here we are, together, defending all that to free men is dear. If we had taken common measures for our safety, this renewal of the curse need never have fallen upon us. Do we not owe it to ourselves, to our children, to tormented mankind, to make sure that these catastrophes do not engulf us? It is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice, and in peace.
Coming down the road, but we're coming across the airways. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. Once again, I've got to thank Dave for the great slides for the show this evening and for the great script and the audio clips as well. So I've got to thank Dave for that. But let me continue. The banner of the show this tonight is the English Defence League radio show, Hope Not Hate Exposed, Part 1. And I want to say welcome to the English Defence League radio show with your host, Jeff Danger Man Mitchell, my wingman is Dangerous Dave Milner. Tonight we'll be discussing the beginning parts of Mr. Tommy Robinson's new documentary, Hope Not Hate Exposed, which highlights the unethical and criminal activities of the taxpayer-funded Dirty Tricks Squad, Hope Not Hate. We encourage all our great listeners to share these programs on all their social media so the truth can be spread worldwide. No surrender ever. All that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. Of course, that was by a late great politician back in the 1770s, and that was Edmund Burke. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. Of course, that was by the late great President John F. Kennedy. And if you think of those words, they're so important. They mean so much to the time that we live today. But without further ado, let me bring in my dear friend and my colleague from across the pond in the great Vermont, and of course all of our other great listeners across the planet, planet Earth, on the internet radio. So with that, Dave, over to you, buddy, and I hope you are well this evening. Well, it's afternoon for you, isn't it? That's you, Dave.
Yes, very well, Jeff, and thank you, and greetings to everyone, including people in our chat. Just to start out the show, if you want to get into the chat and have Jeff give you a shout-out, we podcast here live every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. in the U.K. That's 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States. Just go to blogtalkradio.com and look for the White Top Center search box. Type in EDL Radio or English Defense League Radio Show, and you can follow the links. And if you're registered with Blog Talk Radio, you too can get into the chat, and Jeff will give you a shout-out. And with that, I'm going to toss the mic back over the ocean towards Jeff, who has a thing that he wanted to read out in his timeline, and maybe we already even have some people in chat. So, Jeff, over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. I'm just looking in the chat to see. No one's showed up at the moment, Dave, but it's still early days. But, yeah, thank you for passing the mic back, because, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, there's been a big scam that's been going on over the last couple of almost 3 years it's been going on. And I was just looked at something the other day, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to put this on my timeline, and I'm going to share with our great listeners out there across the globe, you know, because this has affected a lot of us. I'm just going to read this out, and you'll understand when myself, and I know Dave stands with me, these words that have been said, and I do appreciate, I think it was Roberta Graham that actually put this on the timeline in the 14th of July. But here we go. If you understand what's going on and didn't take the medicine, you have survived the greatest psychological warfare in human history. Do you realise how much time, resources, money and effort they put into this? They've tried to manipulate, brainwash and force you. They've been trying to scare you, attempting to make you feel guilty. They try to bribe you with gifts. They try to confuse you, to question your reality and also your sanity. They try to make you abandon your principles, your morals and your values and your faith. They even manage to turn your loved ones and friends against you. Almost everyone fell for it, but not you. You never gave up on yourself. You stood up for yourself against all odds and persevere it. Stay that way, my friends. And that goes out to all of you, wherever you might be listening from. Just remember those words, guys. You know, that you stay true to yourself and didn't take none of the copies that we said. With that, I'd like to pass it back to Dave for, if you want to respond to that, Dave. Back to you, mate.
Well, Jeff, very proud to be a pure blood along with you. Neither of us have ever taken the biomod / vaccine / jab / clot shot or anything of that nature. The scam didn't catch us. We caught on early that there was something fishy going on with the whole deal. And despite the fact that over the past 3 years, we and those who have thought like us have been called every name in the book, as it turns out, we were right. And all I have to say to listeners is, guys, you really should be following along with people who know where things are going, who understand the past and understand the motivations of people who either are in power or who want to be in power. And Jeff, that's all I got.
Yeah, well said, Dave. Yeah, I agree with your. I just wanted to hear what you said and what you thought about what was said. And I think we're both on the same page of that. And it just jumps out at me, Dave. I've got to be honest. Like, when I see it, I always want to put something together like that. But the way that it was done was exactly the way I would have liked to have done it. So once again, thank you for that lovely lady who put that on the timeline, because it was appreciated. And there's a lot of us going to probably share what you said on our radio listeners. So Dave, there you go. So just sometimes things jump out of you, don't they, and you think, well, I think a lot of people should listen to that because it's so important. It's stay true to yourself. Never give up on yourself. Don't listen to the spin or the bull or what the little box in the corner tells you to do. Don't forget, they are trying to control you. Because when you watch that and you listen to all their spill, all they're doing is trying to brainwash you. That's the whole idea. It's a process, isn't it, Dave? And we've said this for a long time. And not just ourselves, but many other commentators, same as ourselves, say exactly the same. You know, that thing in the corner there isn't our friend. Yeah, you might watch channels that has nothing to do with the news or anything like that, because as soon as they start talking about the news, you know you're going to be fed false narratives on everything. So, and of course, all you hear is climate control, this climate control, that. It's obvious they're trying to brainwash us all, and most of us know it's rubbish, and we will not go along with it, because we're a bit more common sense people. But Dave, that's all I wanted to say with that first opening thing for this evening. I know we've got quite a big show tonight. We don't know, Dave. Let me pass it back to you, Puff.
Yeah, we do have quite a big show, and I just want to cover one more thing, Jeff. Now, you know, you talked about the people that lie to us, but there are, of course, people who tell a lot of truths, and we like to feature them on this program. You certainly like to feature them, and I like to help you to do it. And one of those, of course, was Dinesh D'Souza. He just spent the last 2 weeks playing his most of the audio portion of his documentary, 2,000 Mules. And there was something I wanted to say afterwards, but we really didn't have time last week, and I want to just touch on this time. Now, people like Dinesh D'Souza, Glenn Beck, Steve Dace, all these people get together with great producers of documentaries and things, and it takes a lot of money to make these things. And plus which, these guys all make a living out of what they do, which is conservative commentary. And they're all patriots. and they all have little subscription things that people can join and all of that, and that's great. I have no problem with any of that. I begin to have a problem, though, when they begin to hide their extra stuff, that they think can help the Republic here in the United States and the people around the world behind a paywall for weeks and months at a time and sometimes forever. You can get all of this great information, but you have to join their secret club. And 2,000 Mules was one of those things. You either had to send Dinesh D'Souza money immediately, or you had to subscribe and give him money every month. Now, again, like I say, I know this stuff costs money to do, and these guys have to keep the lights on in their own homes, and that's cool. But there should be a time limit with all of this. And if it is helpful to the people of the world and to the United States, well then, hey, after a time, release it and let people trade it freely. Dinesh D'Souza himself had said of his own documentary, everyone should be made aware of this. Well, Dinesh, maybe it's time to take that out from behind the paywall and start distributing it. And for all the rest of the guys that are doing this stuff, maybe you might want to consider putting a time limit on stuff that's behind your paywall. Maybe 2 weeks, maybe a month, who knows? But eventually releasing it, because education is power, and you should be sharing that. Jeff, what the, any comments before we begin the meat of the program?
Yeah, no, I would like to say that I go along with what you say, Dave. Unless they're just trying to hide something that you'd found out anyway. And this is what half of it is about. They think they can make an extra few quid out of you. Now, respect to them all, everybody's issues, they've got to pay electric bills, this, that, and the other. We understand that. But it's the way they try. It's almost like extortion, isn't it? You know, oh, we've got more things. If you pay an extra such and such a month, then you'll get it. You'll be the first to get it. But if you just hang about and just let it go, in the end, it's gonna surface anyway. You can't bury things for too long because they'll surface somewhere else. So all this about paying a subscription and you get the more meatier stuff of what's going. Look, don't worry about that. Where they tell you, you know, if you dig around sources, that will come out anyway. So don't worry about it. It can't be too important. Otherwise, they would ask a hell of a lot more, wouldn't they? Let's be honest. But I just want to say that and back you up, Dave, on that, because I agree with you. you know, that is it. So everybody's got to pay their bills, this, that, and the other. And we know that making documentaries, etc., costs money. We know that. But sometimes it's just, I feel it's a bit unscrupulous the way that some of us keep digging for you. And it just irks me sometimes when I come across that. Because I'd rather not bother. I'll go somewhere else. I'll look around elsewhere. I don't need to stick to one site. Because that's the great beauty about the internet, isn't it, Dave? We can dig around elsewhere and guarantee whatever they got hidden, it will surface somewhere. And you can't, it's a bit counterproductive if you keep hiding something, because in the end it won't mean nothing, because the time will go by, that time span, that they think, that goes by, and it won't mean anything for whatever the future holds. But anyway, I just wanted to comment and just to back you up on that, Dave. Back to you, Dave. Oh, by the way, we've got Bigfoot's joined us, and he says, hi, Jeff, and Agador. There you go, mate, Bigfoot. I'll let you do the address, because I always mess you up, and I don't want to do that. So back to you, Dave.
Okay, Bigfoot's Place at blogspot.com, or bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. Great place, obviously, it's where he's got his blog. Biggest, always great to see you. And one more detail before we begin. For those of you, you know, Jeff has talked about hosts and things like that. And there is a host who started out here with a blog talk radio show over 10 years ago. And he is on track now to get, at the very least, 3 million views on his TV network right now. and he just crossed the 2 million views mark. And that is Kenneth McClinton of TECNTV.com. Ken started out with a Blog Talk Radio show right here, and now he's got a slate of great programs. And he also has contributors that come in and talk to him every night on the Exceptional Conservative Show at around 2 a.m. in the U.K. That's after 9 p.m. Eastern in the United States. He has me on Thursdays, and I am really happy to be a part of this team. In fact, this program is on TECNTV.com radio. So it's reflected over there, and we congratulate Ken on being over on getting over 2 million listens or views rather so
Whoa.
Far this year, and many many more to come. I hope he gets 4 because no one is more deserving than Ken.
No,
Jeff,
Ken is an absolutely awesome gentleman, and to that's what's going through my head as he was mentioning about that, what he hopes to achieve. And I don't think it's going to be too long before he makes that, you know, gets 3 million or 4, whatever it might be. Because he's a great gentleman, so deserve to get those views. That is fantastic. But as the theme's going through my head, is from little acorns, isn't it, Dave? That's how I look at with Ken's TV network. And from little acorns, mighty oaks grow. And that's just that was going through my head as you were saying about our dear friend and colleague, Ken McClinton. Back to you, Dave.
All right, Jeff. Yeah. So, you know, so proud and blessed to be a part of his team. And now we're going to head here into the meat of the program. We're going to play a good deal of the audio portion of the documentary Hope Not Hate Exposed. There will be a point where we cut some of it off, but we will explain that when it happens. All right. Right now, guys, we're going to give this a start here. And this here is going to be the first 15 minutes. Yeah, 15 seconds will be a short documentary. The first 15 minutes. And We're gonna give this a start, guys. So here we go with Hope Not Hate Exposed, very first part of it. You guys are listening to the English Defense League radio show.
This is an expose of an organization called Hope Not Hate. You're going to witness allegations of blackmail, sexual assault, providing drugs to sources of information in order to get them to say something, paying people tens of thousands of pounds. When you get your media reports or see on documentaries people speaking about us, you see a source of information. What I'm going to do is give evidence and show you how those sources are created. The BBC, Channel 4, they can't blackmail people. They can't offer money to people. In steps the Dirty Tricks Brigade of the British establishment, Hope Not Hate. They come in, they take a source, they approach people, everyone they approach around you. They offer money, they offer drugs, whatever it takes in order to get them to say what they say. When they say what they want them to say, or they lie, these guys publish it to the world. The problem is that they're taken as reliable sources, because Hope Not Hate's reputation carries weight. They're in with your politicians, they're supported by all the political parties. By the end of this documentary, you're going to question every source of information that you see from this point on. In this documentary, you're going to hear a lot about Hope Not Hate. It's important you understand who they are. Hope Not Hate is a so-called anti-fascist organization who formed in 2004. They formed from a group and a magazine called Searchlight. Nick Lowles, who now leads Hope Not Hate, was a lead member of Searchlight. In 1984, Searchlight worked alongside Panorama to fraudulently edit footage, which they were prosecuted or taken to court and sued for. They paid £1 million damages to Conservative MPs who they wrongfully edited footage to link them with far-right extremist groups. Hope Not Hate brand themselves as an anti-fascist organisation. They're there to tackle fascism. In reality, they label, slander and attack anyone who speaks out against open borders or against Islam. The worrying thing is they have a lot of influence. For example, all media outlets across the UK, across the world, take what they say as credible and they work hand in hand with them. From CNN, The Guardian, Huffington Post, The Independent, Sky News, Newsnight,
Panorama, the Metro, the Sunday Times. They even advise the UN. They advise counter-terrorism.
Just last year, Hope Not Hate were identified in a Swedish military report on left-wing extremist violence.
It has been proven that Hope Not Hate exaggerated hate crime figures by 3,000%. Nothing they said after that point should ever have been taken as credible, let alone taken by journalists without checking anything and spread around the world to demonise and slander people and organisations. They play a key role in pressurising social media giants, whether it be with petitions or requests from MPs that they're working alongside with, to say who's promoting hate. Not who's promoting hate that would breach laws in this country, but who needs silencing with their opinion. They're now teaching your children in schools about fascism. If we take a quote from their original spin doctor, Dan Hodges, from his quote, you'll understand the tactics they use in this documentary. It was a no-holds-barred, bare-knuckle PR. We used every dirty, underhand, low-down, unscrupulous trick in the book. These are quotes from their spin doctor, Joe Mulhell, who is a lead researcher for Hope Not Hate. He brags about Days Out with their BBC political reporters. Their relationship works hand in hand with the corrupt mainstream media. They do the reports, the media then use their ammunition and their labelling to attack people and organisations, to demonise them and slander them. In 2015, Joe Mulhell used the hashtag Antifa on several occasions. The reason why this is so relevant is when you understand who Antifa are. Antifa are an organisation that leading members of the American government have called to be prescribed as a terrorist organisation. They balaclava up, they mask up, and they violently attack people who they're told to attack, and organisations which are highlighted to them by groups and organisations like Hope Not Hate. They find out who you are, they contact your work, anyone who steps above the parapet. Hope Not Hate's goal is to silence them and stop them. This is about stopping free speech. This is about having people too scared to speak. We'll speak with one gentleman now whose life has been completely changed due to him voicing his opinions. He broke no law, committed no crime. But wait till you hear what Hope Not Hate done to him.
This time last year, like I said, I was working full-time, happy, and because of some things I was doing outside of work, where I was sort of expressing my political opinions and so on, I ended up drawing their fire, and they wrote a report and called it in to the employer. So it was a kind of deliberate attempt to... It wasn't just to dox me, because I hadn't hidden my name, I didn't think I was doing anything wrong, I was just expressing an opinion. But it was an attempt to deliberately get me fired.
Where was you working?
I was working at Standard Chartered Bank in Moorgate.
Doing what?
I was an associate, so I've been there from a grad. I went to Bristol University and then went into the bank straight afterwards. So I've been there for about just around 18 months at this point.
So a good career.
Yeah, it was going well. Internally, there'd been no issues.
When you say you got involved, you was giving your political opinions with regards to...
Obviously, the controversial stuff, so immigration, Islam, these kind of issues, but not in an extreme way, nothing you wouldn't happily say to anyone.
Just so we can get clear, we're not talking about committing a crime, we're just talking about speaking openly about immigration and Islam.
Yeah, and no one had a problem with it. That's the whole point that kind of strikes me about it.
So it's not like anyone made a complaint, nothing's happened, so what did Hope Not Hate do?
So Hope Not Hate, I can't remember which, but a team of their researchers wrote a small report. They were calling up multiple offices at the bank, and they were also focusing, because obviously we have a very big presence in the Middle East, so they were focusing on offices there to call them and just basically say, you've got this guy working for you, he's an Islamophobe, he's a racist, blah, 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 all of which obviously isn't true. I remember I was just sitting at my desk, and I get called in by the MD, and he sort of says, have you been saying this? And I said, yeah, no, I have. I didn't see it as a problem. The same guys were going to a lot of journalists trying to flog this report as well to make a big story out of it. Eventually, in around the summer of last year, you get this article, and it's very vicious, and it's obviously largely lifted from the report that came out a few weeks earlier, using slurs, using kind of nonsense labels, calling us Nazis, all that kind of thing.
Calling you Nazis with any evidence? Was there
no evidence whatsoever at all. It was made up with a very clear intention of making me lose my job, and it's a common tactic.
And you did lose your job?
Yeah, I was suspended, and then once the coverage happened, they obviously, whilst previously, like internally, the bank, I think, had kind of thought, well, maybe this is just an attack piece. Once there was coverage, obviously, it's their reputation on the line. So then, pretty much immediately, I was fired. I have worked...
Just to let the public understand this, you committed no crime.
No crime.
You speak, outside of work, about immigration or Islam, with no hatred.
died.
Just facts. And because of that, you're... Where are you now? How's your life changed? What do you see for your future now?
Financially very difficult, of course, because it kills your income. And then there's knock-ons from that. There's always a pain.
Okay, well, thanks. And I hope you... I wish you luck and try and get your life sorted.
Me too.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
So Hope Not Hate are the Dirty Tricks Brigade of the British establishment. This is Nick Knowles. Nick Knowles is the main face and the head of the organisation. Matthew Collins, Joe Mulhall. First of all, we'll rewind 2 years. I've already exposed this organisation. This is Caelan Robertson. Caelan Robertson is an ex-employee of mine. They got into him. They blackmailed him. He was sexually assaulted. He was threatened. He was intimidated. He was scared. And they created him into a source of information. So they forced him to say negative things about me so the media could print them to the world. You're going to hear that story now.
We were basically threatened with the most horrendous shit you can possibly imagine for 3 months, constantly, to do this. Constantly. Because basically, why they have dirt on us is when we left Rebel, I don't know if I told you this, when we left Rebel, we were really fucking angry, and none of the media would take all the stuff we had on them. So Nick Lowe's reached out to me on Twitter, and he was like, oh, meet up with us. And we were like, oh, okay, like, we weren't working with anyone then. So we were like, yeah, fuck it. And we met up with them twice, and we were like, we can write a book on Rebel Media, we can write a book on how they scam people, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And we were, like, really conniving with them. One of the first things they started threatening us with, this only started 3 months ago. We had no contact with them between 3 months ago and leaving Rebel, nothing. They started messaging us saying, we need to meet you, this is really serious. And then when we met them, they said to George, I wasn't there, we're going to release all of the meetings that you've had with us, threatening Rebel Media and talking shit about right-wing personalities and bitching about nothing serious, just saying, oh, they're cunts. And they're going to make you, and we're going to basically expose you. And also, we've got 6 signatures from the top trade unionist organizations in the country saying that they're going to come after you, and the government have opened a new department which we're advising on counterterrorism, which are going to prosecute you for writing scripts which have incited the Darren Osborne terrorist attack. And it was like, they were basically like, you're going to fucking go to jail and you're going to get exposed for meeting with us if you don't work with us. This is what it all comes down to, this panorama fucking thing. And Hope Not Hate were there standing next to the BBC producers.
When you went for the meeting on Panorama, who from Hope Not Hate was there?
Nick, Joe, John Sweeney and the producer. So like, Hope Not Hate were like fucking terrifying, and they like, they blackmailed us, they felt like Joe fucking used the whole thing to try and get into Caelan's pants. This is how bad it really was. When we pulled up in London, this was the day I dropped off the suitcase to you, right? That I went straight off from there, I can't remember where it was, to go and do this interview with them. They hired out this big car park warehouse thing. They had a little chair in the middle of it. I walked into this room, sat down. It was the cameraman, it was the head producer, it was Nick, and it was Joe. And then I started getting really nervous because she would say, how much money, name numbers, name figures, and I was like, well, it was enough to pay for us to make videos and all the money was spent on it. And I was just saying vague shit. And then Joe said, can we stop the interview, please? And then I was like, okay. And then Nick went, can you come with us, Caelan? And then Nick and Joe took me to the other side of the warehouse and said, Caelan, you really need to give them more information than this. You really need to open up a little bit more because this is really not useful to them. They're probably not even going to use this. You need to go into specifics. You need to go into numbers. You need to at least show them something.
Were they threatening you at you?
Breather, have a cigarette and we'll come back to it.
Were they threatening you then?
Okay. I had a cigarette and I went back and I sat down and I still couldn't really do it. And it was really bad. Like, I was like shaking the whole time. And that's when we told Panorama that we didn't feel that it was safe, that it was not okay, and that we were basically threatened.
Bit of a strange one here, yeah?
It's been a minute.
I know, sorry, man. It's 4 o'clock in the morning here, but I've just got off the phone to Caelan for an hour, yeah? How much have they told you about Hope Not Hate?
Not much, why?
You're aware they've been meeting with them regularly.
I've met Joe, too, before. Yeah, I know that Caelan and George have met with them before.
Continually met with them? When you were doing your Borderless documentary, Hope Not Hate flew out to Italy to meet them?
I don't know what they were talking about, but for the most part, like, I think they're just afraid of them. From what I've been told, it's like, they're like, oh, they're kind of blackmailing us, like, hang out with us, or else we're going to get you guys arrested or whatever. So they just met with them.
So hold on a second. I'm working on were Hope Not Hate pregnant in that interview? Were Hope Not Hate pregnant in an interview with Hayden Lewis?
I work for Panorama, and we are doing a film about you.
Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that?
Look at me.
Yes.
I'm a reporter, and I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
Well, I get the point.
Are you aware of that?
Come to Milan to see you. Who'd he come with?
Nick.
He come with Nick. Nick was with him.
Yeah.
And he said, and he, what did he do when you were drunk?
Nick wasn't there at that moment. Nick had gone home.
So we were filming with Lauren, and then they said, like, you've got to meet us. So we flew to Spain via Milan, met them in Milan, literally just had a coffee with them, and they basically just carried on threatening us. And said you've got to do like Sky or one mainstream media thing. And then I went back to London to drop something off and to go then to Spain. So Caelan was left in Milan for one night. Nick left that night as well, I think.
Yeah, Nick left.
And then this is when this thing happened. Caelan said that he was basically really wasted. That he thinks let himself into Caelan's room. And basically, yeah, Caelan kind of woke up and was like half naked, like trying to do stuff with him, and then Caelan said no, and was like, oh, don't tell anyone, blah 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 blah. Caelan's like really fucked up about it. So this was like 3 months ago, or 2 months ago, and Caelan only told me about it last week. So I messaged Nick saying like, we need to talk, what the fuck is going on? And then Nick said that he's like doing an investigation into it. George also messaged Panorama saying, guys, Hope Not Hate raped Caelan.
Well, there you go. That's the first part of that. Welcome back to the English Men's League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Danger Man Mitchell. Jeff, your comments so far.
Well, you know, it shows you exactly what they're all about. They are funded by the government. Doesn't matter if it's left, doesn't matter if it's right. They fund them. They all fund this group of blackmailers, doxers, the lot. These are into everything. They're the dirty brigade, I call them. And, you know, there's... It doesn't matter what you say about these people. There's always going to be others that cover them up. So that is it. We're up against a government-infested mafia with these groups that are causing a lot of problems to people out there because they've got their narrative is not quite the same as what theirs are, this pure hatred that they got towards normal working class people. These are really, really, really nasty people that needs to be removed from society. Not to say no more about that, I'll just say that these need to be removed from civil society because they are a cancer on the people. These are totally evil. And they are, as I said, they are being funded by the Conservatives, the Labour Party, and the Liberal. They're all in it together. That's how deep and dirty. You talk about a swamp, that is one big giant swamp. And not forgetting the media. The media who will follow their, what they say, they will follow and they will try to expose people and cause people lots of grief. Because they're, as I say, they're all in it together. And that's how dirty they are. And we will talk about hope, not hate. I mean, can you look at that? It says hope, not hate. They got that around the wrong way. It's hate, not hope, should it be? That's what it should be called. Hate, not hope. That's all they are. They're evil. When you talk about fascists, these are left-wing fascists. You can't get a more left-wing fascist as this evil lot. So, I'm going to really say too much. I just want to... Dave, you listened to the first part and you took that in. How did it come across you? Because you're looking out, looking in, but you've been following like me for many years in this group. And I'd like to hear your response as, you know, looking into this organisation yourself, Dave. Go ahead, mate.
Yeah, right, Jeff. And I'm going to kind of keep my remarks fairly short because we're just at the beginning of this. It's only part one. Now, I want to say one thing to the listeners. If some of this sounds familiar to you, what Tommy Robinson has done is he's expanded an earlier Hope Not Hate Exposed documentary that he made. Some of this stuff is old. It is. This part of it particularly is. And what he's done is he's brought a lot of this in to the modern day, into today. And some of the stuff that you heard came from, actually from his documentary Panodrama, which was really excellent, all right? But he did what he does in a lot of cases. He's weaved in new stuff because there is a threat now to him directly from Nick Lowles of Hope Not Hate, and he, Tommy Robinson, brought in new evidence of the kind of things that they do to obtain their quote-unquote sources. So, Jeff, if you'd like to check the chat to see if there's anything else in there, I will prepare to do part two.
No, it's okay, Dave. We can roll. It's okay.
All right. Good deal. Okay, guys, we're going to get into part two here. This is the audio portion, or at least some of it, of Tommy Robinson's documentary, Hope Not Hate Exposed. This will be about 15 and a half minutes. You're listening to the English Defense League radio show.
Now listen to this recording that was released just this week of Caelan Robertson, who's now a journalist for Byline Times, and George Llewellyn John, who's my ex-colleague. Listen to the allegations they are making. The British state. This is what Hope Not Hate did to them.
They're all gearing up to say if we take down those boys, then the Tommy Robinson thing never happens again. Joe said there was a meeting that took place recently where they had three files on the table. Tommy Robinson, Caelan Robinson, everything we've ever done, our first records, every hospital visit we've ever been to, every psychiatric, every open air we've ever had, everything you can possibly imagine, shit from when I was a Kenyan hospital in that country. And they had all these files, and they were like, the hammer has to fall on one of these people, and who allowed this to happen? And they're literally sitting there with the files and the hammer going. Yeah, like, look, that's how fucking serious it is, and I'm not...
To a point where if we carried on with Tommy, say he didn't go to prison and we carried on with him for 3 months, we would probably be in prison by Christmas.
This organisation's job is to create sources of information. They don't go as journalists and find a source and interview them normally. They create a source, as you've seen through blackmail. But it's not just Caelan. We will prove to you, source after source after source, against different individuals, not just myself, have been created. Once they create their source and their source pumps the lie that they want them to tell, the mainstream media are waiting. They then take that story and they pump it to you, the British public. You don't know what's gone on behind the scenes. You literally get the newspaper or the news article or the documentary. They work with Panorama. They work with dispatches. They work with everyone. Let's listen to what Joe Mulhall had to say when I asked about his involvement and his presence during the filming of Panorama against myself.
Hi, Joe. It's Tommy Robinson. Yeah, not bad. Obviously, you're aware I have a documentary coming out on Saturday. I'd just like to just ask you a couple of questions quickly about your involvement.
Bear with me. I'm not going to be able to do it over the phone, I'm afraid. If you are, I'm not going to have, I'll have to speak to a colleague before I can do anything, I'm afraid.
So you can't just answer why you were... were you present during an interview with Caelan Robertson and Panorama?
I'm not going to be able to talk about anything on the phone.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Well, you can't just ring someone up. If you want to speak to me, you can drop me an email and you can...
This is just your opportunity to counter what's being said.
I'm not going to answer any questions over the phone, although I don't see what the issue there is, even if I was.
So, were you and Nick Lowles present during an interview of Caelan Robertson and Panorama?
Well, I've said everything I'm going to say to you, Tommy. I'm not going to answer any questions like that. If you want
just
to...
Just a yes or no. It's just it's a simple yes or no.
Simply, look, Tommy, we're wasting time here.
Okay.
So.
Now listen to what happened when I approached the producers of Panorama. To ask them the simple question, were Hope Not Hate steering your documentary?
Okay, well you're in trouble as well. You're all in trouble. You're all in trouble. We invited you for an interview today. Yep. You haven't given us an interview.
No, I've exposed you, okay? You were trying to destroy my life. You have been contacting people. Why were Hope Not Hate present? Why were the leaders of a far-left George Soros-funded organisation, why were they present during the interview of a person which you were goading to give bad information about? Why were they present? Tell me. If this is a Panorama documentary, why were Hope Not Hate present?
This is an ongoing documentary.
This is an establishment attack on me, and you're part of it. And you've been exposed to the world tonight.
This is Jim Dowson. Many, including the media, say that he is the brains behind many organisations who are labelled as far right. He's a money raiser. He does the work in the background. I was invited to a meeting with Jim in 2015. Literally hours after the meeting ended, these headlines were pumped around the world. Literally within hours of that meeting, Jim Dowson, who openly admits this, had contacted Nick Lowles, he'd given them the story, and they were pumping this story around the world. So I've been very aware since 2015 that Jim Dowson, so-called patriot from Northern Ireland, is in bed with Hope Not Hate. Okay, so when I see Jada Frampton, who was Paul Golden's partner in Britain First, both of them were put in prison for their activism. They went to a paedophile's house, who is now convicted and got 20 years in jail, and they questioned him, when they knocked on the door. They both got custodial sentences. Jada comes out of jail and literally straight away teams up with Jim Dowson. That was concern bells for me, because I know Jim Dowson is in bed with Hope Not Hate. Literally within 2 months of her coming out of jail, I saw a Panorama documentary in Northern Ireland with Jada Frampton on it. Listen to what she says.
We've spoken to a number of ex-members of Britain First. They also said there were times when they would go out and Paul would lock you in the house until they came back. Is that true?
Yeah. This was my normality. This was my day-to-day existence was just complete control, I guess, or being controlled, I guess. It was like I just accepted that was what he was going to do. I couldn't, if they went out and he'd lock me in the house.
Now you have to understand what was happening at this time in Northern Ireland. Britain First were making inroads. They were the only political organisation who were taking to the streets, getting people out on the streets and raising awareness of the Islamification and what the problems that come.
All right, and that's part of part two of Hope Not Hate Exposed by Tommy Robinson. Welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Danger Man Mitchell. So, Jeff, first, what do you think about what came up just before we cut it off, or before I cut it off, and then we'll get to the explanation as to why I cut it off.
Well, yeah, I mean, Tommy's just showing the sources and the way that they're embedded with the Hope Not Hate. I mean, you know, so I'm not going to go in too much with what Britain Last has been doing, because I just find them unscrupulous group. But it seems when Jada Frampton had come out of prison, she was quickly gathered up by Jim Dowson and Hope Not Hate, paid her, I think, about 20k or something rather. So, yeah, they're all about the money. All about the money, and that's what I'm saying. They always have been. That's why I said to Dave, I don't really want to talk about this this organisation, because, as I say, I know the type of organisation they are, and it's a scam. It's one big scam. It's all about making money. They talk about being patriots, but the only patriotic thing they do is putting a Queen's pound in the pocket with the head up. You know, that's the only thing that they do. But I don't really, as I said, Dave, I don't really want to talk about this group. It means nothing to the great organisation, well, which was the once a great organisation, the UDL. Never wanted nothing to do with them. And I understand Tommy wanting his sources, and of course he goes to these type of people that have got the background on what's been going on with this Hope Not Hate despicable bunch. But they're all in league together, aren't they? You know, I mean, Joe de France and their so-called gone over from the Christian side into the dark side. And, you know, it's... me and Dave had a long talk about this, didn't we, Dave? But I won't say no more, because I know, Tommy, this is an investigation into this Hope Not Hate, an expose, and it is definitely, if anybody's not heard of this group before, where have you been? They're despicable. They will do anything. They will not just pick on you. They will pick on your family, your grannies, your granddads. They'll come after the kids. They'll send people around, you know. Look what's happened to Tommy. Guy's got a gun in his hand threatening Tommy and threatening to rape his kids and things like that. This is all from Hope Not Hate. This horrible, disgusting group of people that is funded by the government. The government knows exactly what they get up to. Oh, we don't want to know what you do. Just get on and do it. That is how they work. So... you know, it proves how corrupt we've always said about the establishment, and it proves it with Hope Not Hate. They're a band of thugs. There you go, Dave. Back to you, mate.
All right, Jeff. Now, you may want to call back in. And meanwhile, I will, by way of explain a little bit further why we're not playing the entire thing. Now, guys... you can find the entire documentary on Tommy Robinson's Rumble page, and we have that at in our show page right here at blogtalkradio.com. Just, again, look for the Ingham Spensley Radio Show, and it's right there on our show page. You can go and see the entire thing. But here's the deal. Both Jeff, and I think I'm speaking for Jeff here too, either one of us would take a bullet for Tommy Robinson, all right? And that's not hyperbole. We know how great a patriot he is, and either one of us would gladly stand in front of the line of fire to take one for him, okay? We know that he's one of the greatest civil rights leaders of the 21st century, it just hands down, and we support him 200%. All right, and this is one of, as I said, one of the few times I think I can speak for Jeff that either one of us would take a bullet for him. That said, we know that there is no good in the character of either Paul Golding or Andrew Edge, and Jeff has decided that he wants nothing on this program that puts either of those individuals or Britain Last, as he puts it, in a positive light. And I have to say, I agree with him. And yes, Jeff, you made a great point about Tommy needing his sources. And again, we both support Tommy. But we're not prepared to put out things that put this organization in a positive light, because there isn't one. And one of the ways, guys, that you can find out this is that a few years ago, Jan Rennie and I did an expose on Britain First called BFBS. I think it's still on YouTube. Just look for The Unpleasant Blind Guy, BFBS. All right. And it was pretty good. It was one of the most listened to shows that I ever did. So, guys, we've given you the resources to where you can go and get the entire documentary. All right. But we're not going to play the whole thing. This is a decision Jeff made. It's a decision I agreed with. And it's a decision we're going to go with. All right. Despite the fact that we both really support Tommy. Jeff, is there anything you want to add before we, before I try and tiptoe through these parts to get to the good stuff, buddy?
Yeah, no, Dave. I mean, as I said, I think we've explained as well that we don't want to highlight these despicable type of characters because it's not what we do on the English Defence. We are the English Defence League radio show. We are the EDL. We're not anything to do with any other of these groups. Never have been, never will be, and we always we stay on our side of the way we do things, the way we've always done it, and that is it. And of course, listeners, you might want to know, well, how does Jeff fund his radio show? I'll tell you how I fund it myself, out of my own bit of money. That's it. That is it, and I've not been like these other unscrupulous groups out there that we won't want to talk about. I've always funded this radio show with my own money, and I've never asked for donations. I don't believe in that. I think Dave's the same as me. We don't believe in that sort of thing. But some people, they need to get by and live in on it. But I do this because of the love of my country. The same with Dave, and I know that he feels very, very similar to myself, that you do it because you know being a patriot, it's what you do. When you love your country and you can see the dire problems that's in the country, that's what we're here to talk about. So with that, Dave, and thank you, Dave, for explaining a little bit with what we talked about, and we had a long conversation about it, didn't we, Dave? We don't just say no, we're not going to do. We talk about it and we discuss it, and if it's going to affect the show, and I don't think it will because we've got other people that we don't mind talking about, but certain people we just don't want. We don't discuss other a group of people that is unscrupulous, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I know that firsthand. It's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to go into no detail, but I know it firsthand. They're unscrupulous, and they've been found out so many times. Anyway, with that, Dave, let me pass it back to you, my friend. Back to you, Dave.
All right. Now, guys, what we're going to do is I chopped this thing up into 8 parts originally, and I'm going to try and dance through each one of these and just see what we have. And if something comes up about some of these people that don't want to hear, we're just going to go ahead and cut it off and move on to the next one. Okay? And Jeff, thank you for allowing me to explain to our listeners why we're doing what we're doing, because they deserve it. They're good people. Now, guys, this next part, this is part 3, and it's 9 minutes, about 9 1/4 minutes long. We'll see what we have here, okay? You're listening to the English Defense League radio show. Let's see what part 3 will bring us.
This is Hope Not Hate's job as agents of the state. They step in where the BBC, the Daily Mail can't, okay? The BBC can't pay you for news. They cannot pay people to take part in any documentaries. They cannot pay you for interviews. The reason being, once you pay someone money, they'll say whatever you want them to say. They're no longer a reliable source. Since Andrew Edge, as we hear, began getting paid by Hope Not Hate, they created a source of information. He then makes allegations against Paul Golden, having hundreds of thousands of pounds or receiving lots of money and having it in Russia. He hasn't just made up.
Yeah. And that's another one that we won't be going through again, because We don't want to paint Andrew Edge in any kind of positive light. So let's move on to part four.
I'm going to call him out. He's a thug. The guy, Dave, that you was just saying, he's a thug. He's a dirty, low-life thug, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I want to say about him. If he doesn't like it, if he listens to it, too bad. I've had dealings with this idiot before. I'm not worried about people like him because he's dead trash. That's you, Dave.
Oh, well, you're absolutely right, Jeff. And I think of him, and no, I'm not going to spend much time on this, but I think of him, okay, you've got the Mohammedans who are bad enough for the sex trafficking that they do in the young people of the UK. And then you have Hope Not Hate, who are even worse than they are, because Hope Not Hate are not necessarily Mohammedan. They're just government-paid grifters and a dirty trick squad. So they're even worse. And even worse than that is someone who was once a part of the EDL and then turned traitor and began falsely accusing the EDL of such things as racism and things of that nature. This individual that Tommy was talking about in that last segment is complete scum in my mind. And guys, we're going to just move right on now to part four. Let's see what this one has. All right. This one's about 14 and a quarter minutes long. So let's try this one. You're listening to the English Defence League radio show. Here's part four.
So I was going to go Jim, but that's changed. Because last week we went with Paul Golding to report Hope Not Hate for some crimes. I know he's had a mad week and his family have had a mad week. I just watched a video.
Yes, I know he just watched a video, and I've watched a few videos myself, and I don't want any of them to include Mr. Golding. All right, Jeff. just
that was a quick tiptoe
through the audios. Yeah, exactly. All right.
This is it. Ladies and gentlemen, you might be, oh, no, because, you know, how these segments cut up. I think, David, you cut these up, Dave, before we had a good talk, because to make cut time a bit, wasn't it? But when we I got the first hearing of this, what was done, the first thing I said to Dave is, there's a lot there, Dave, that I don't really want them to be associated with a radio show or the EDL, because they are a bad taste in the mouth. And that is the first thing we've done. But David Ord, you know, he'd already gone about doing what he does great is to cut little snippets of the show, of the docu, and cut it around. But as I say, that's what Dave said, we'll have to do a bit of dancing around because it might, we might come across certain distasteful type of characters that we don't really highlight too much, but you know, you've already heard the names mentioned, but we will hopefully move on and we won't get too much of their input because I'm not really interested in their input. All I know is that it was all about the money. A couple of them took the money from Hope, not Hate, and it just goes to show you how unscrupulous these band of thugs really are. There you go, back to you, Dave.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, and you're right. Yeah, I mean, it really is all about the money when it comes to a lot of these people. And yeah, we're gonna try for another one. This is we're gonna try for part five. See what part five can bring us. Okay, this one is about 13 and three quarters minutes long. But folks, there are other parts of this documentary that don't have anything to do with these sleazeballs that we're trying to avoid putting in a positive light. So let's give this one a try, guys. Okay, you're listening to the English Defence League radio show. This is part five.
Not just content with targeting me, targeting my wife, targeting my children's home. They also target my mother's. My mother's been severely ill, and my father, 74 years old. Yet they doxed their address, which
resulted in the house being violently attacked and bricks thrown through the window in the middle of the night.
It's 1:30 in the morning. That's my mum's fucking mother's. My mum's. That's my address. Shared it online. To all his little hate mob. Yeah, I'll take that down. And how? And they're meant to have a mark on their address, yeah? They're meant to have a mark on their address because 24 hours ago, these bastards were ringing my ex-wife and my son. So police were at their house all day. A mark on the address, and I've just got here. There's no police here yet, even though they've rung the police instantly. When my fucking 74-year-old dad has been woken shitting himself in his bed because someone's smashing brick through his window. She said, because she told me today they put on what some of my dad's.
They've literally put it on while we've been driving here.
Yeah? Oh no, she said, so my ex-partner must be speaking to police about what's gone on, and she's rang them to say...
This?
I'm sorry you had to leave your family home at yesterday evening.
Yeah.
This morning it featured on our management meeting this morning. This job came up. And they're trying to apply the right amount of risk to it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
The hate coming from this organisation continues and continues. It then resulted in men turning up looking for me at my mother's house. The neighbours spotted them outside videoing the property. Then I find out the same day that they were outside my mother's house, four Muslim men had turned up at another property which had a young 12-year-old girl in. They turned up there looking for me. Why did they turn up at this house? Because Hope Not Hate had put this picture online alleging that it's my property. They're telling the public that I own this house. I don't own this house. I don't know the person that lived in this house. I do now, but I don't know the person that lived in this house. That this house is located near to my mother's house. When they put this article online with a picture of the house, they literally directed people. It's a hard house to find. They directed people. It's next door to this old people's home. They literally directed people so they could find it. And find it they did. Men turned up looking for me at this property, screaming and shouting multiple times. I'd heard men had been there. I went and approached the lady at the property to find out what's going on. Hi, are you on?
Yeah, morning.
I'm just chasing up what happened yesterday.
Yeah, well, I was out. Daughter rang me crying. Car was on the drive. Asians were walking around the house. She was upstairs. Told her to stay on the phone to me. I was coming straight back. She was crying. I told her to go and take a picture of the car. She didn't want to take a car picture. She didn't want to go anywhere near it.
She got a good picture.
She did. Only because she could hear them walking around the back because of the gravel. She looked out at the back. She ran to the front of the house, took the picture out, and went back into the room, hiding under a quilt.
How old was your daughter?
12.
And you've rang the picture just because they went to my mum's house yesterday as well, yeah? So it was at my mum's house.
It's a joke.
I've got a video of them. So I'm going to find out who they are today.
Right.
I'll know who they are today. But you had an incident last week as well.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. It was a Saturday night. The car pulled up. Thought it was my boy coming to see me. Got the door and four Asians in the car. Asked me, where's Tommy? Where is he? Where's Tommy? Tommy is. But I live on there.
This is when we got in contact. This is when I got in contact. And you reported that to the police?
Reported it to the police. The police came round, told me to make sure the doors were locked, asked why it started happening, and I said it's to do with that Hope Not Hate. Put it up on the...
How long have you been here?
Over a year now.
Have you ever had a problem here? So the problem started a few weeks ago?
A few weeks ago. About 2 days after the Hope Not Hate put it on the internet. About you apparently over in this house.
This is my house,
then. No, it's not.
No, but they said this is my
house. They said it was your house, yeah.
So, I looked, there's a picture of a van on the drive.
Yeah.
And then someone's put racist cunt.
Yeah.
I've got lots of things where I'm looking.
Yeah. That was my dad's van.
Okay. So...
With his number plate on it.
You live here?
I live here.
With your daughter?
Yeah.
She's how old again, sorry?
She's 12.
How is she?
Scared. She won't stay here when I know. I've got to now drop over to my daughter's all the way in Dunstable. before I can go to work today. Because I can't, she won't stay here. She won't stay here on the way anymore.
How are you?
Just shitting myself, I'm not going to lie. I don't want people coming down the joints.
What are you... I'm not trying to... I'm going to come... I'm going... I'll get today cameras. I'm meeting some lads.
Well, the police have said that they're going to secure the property for me to make sure I keep the gate locked.
When did they say that?
Yesterday when they rang
Okay, so they're going to... Because they come to my mum's last night and they left... And they just left. So, and I said, what are you going to do about it? Because where's your letterbox?
I think my letterbox is around the other side of the door. Okay. I think it's because I'm already fleeing domestic violence. That because this one was supposed to be the safe house for me, but now I'm even more scared.
So Nick Lowles, because I'm going to find him, do you want to come and speak to him?
Yeah, I will. I'd like to see how he feels about this. You know, we've already been terrorised once by my
He's got what happened last night.
But my ex-husband, that's why I've had my house petrol bombed by him. And now I'm getting this done. Shitting herself. She literally is shitting herself.
I find out that a lady in this house is a vulnerable victim. She's actually hiding. She's an expat's wife, whose ex-partner had petrol bombed her previous property. I then find out that her relative had contacted Nick Lowles the very next day after the picture was put online, when she'd become fearful. Contacted Nick Lowles to tell him it wasn't my house. Did he right his wrong? Did he delete the picture? Did he apologise? No, he didn't. Because she's collateral damage. Just as Sharon Glass collateral damage, just as Ashley's collateral damage, all these people are collateral damage as long as they get to put pressure on the intended victim, on the intended target, which is myself. Now, did this lady in the house have tens of thousands of pounds to take him to court to get her apology? No. If she did, he might have been forced to apologise for his wrongdoing, like he was last time. Now we're seeing multiple women scared in their homes. All the women with children, terrified, targeted, in fear. No one should feel fear in their home, least of all young children. That is what this organisation has been doing. They put a picture of the bedrooms my children sleep in. When they put a picture of my ex-partner's property online, they also put a layout showing the entire layout of the house. So if anyone wants to break in to hurt people, they showed them where the bedrooms are, where the stairs are, where the exits are, where the doors are. Why would they do that? They have targeted my family. Now the difference is, I know where they all live. I know every detail about them. I'm not doxing their addresses, because I understand they have innocent wives, innocent children in their homes, who I very much doubt are even aware of the dangers they're putting many families in. Now the targeting of my children and the photographs of their home, when they know I don't live there, telling everyone that I do, telling everyone it's my house, when they know full well, these are the sorts of threats that I receive on a regular basis. What sort of person listens to those threats? Listen to the intention of Pakistani rape gangs wanting to rape my children. What sort of person attempts to direct them and locate where the family live? They know I don't live there, yet they run an entire article saying it's my home. It's not my home, it's my ex-wife's home. But they're trying to put pressure on me and using my children in the process. Due to the fact now, it's not me in danger, it's not just my children in danger. There's lots of innocent people, and this innocent woman and her daughter, who are now in danger. I made sure I had to locate where Nick Lowles was. I located where he was. I located his wife. I located his family. I would never stoop so low as to give any bit of information that could lead people to that innocent mother and her son's address.
Yeah, and obviously this was a day before my mother's house was smashed up. I know this is linked to their, like, if you're making the arrest, the link will be this person making these phone calls linked to their jihadist lawyers. I know it's 2 months on. I'm thinking, well, if I had phoned someone trying to pervert the course of justice, and threats were made because my ex-wife was terrified, my children were terrified.
Of course.
I just can't understand why there hasn't been an arrest.
Well,
I mean, I found out who owned the phone the day I left.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously I was quite pleased because I wanted to see that through and get those results. Because at the moment, we just had a number.
On a Friday afternoon, I received an email from a journalist who's running a story about me with lots of allegations, criminal allegations. Her source of information? Caelan Robertson. Caelan Robertson, who's on camera, who's on tape, that you've heard, being blackmailed, sexually abused by these guys in order to create and lie about me. So the man who's paid to lie, who's forced to lie, is then telling stories about me. The mainstream media are ready to pump them to you, the British public. Concerning for me, concerning that my children would read this, she contacts me on a Friday afternoon, gives me till Monday morning at 10 a.m. to answer her allegations. Now what I do with everything is I wanted a video camera to record me giving her proof that this is not a reliable source, that she should not be running this story about me to the British public, because she is fully aware her source has been co-opted, her source has been forced. So I went calmly to her property, read the headline of what the media told you happened. Now watch the video of what actually happened when I knocked on her door. When I calmly knocked on her door to answer her allegations. On that evening, I was arrested for a breach of the peace. When I got to court, instantly it was kicked out because I didn't breach the peace. I didn't commit a crime. What they then done is the Metropolitan Police Force, who work with these guys, then worked hand in hand with the journalist to get a civil court case against me in order to give me a stalking ban for knocking on the door once. Journalists have terrorised me and my family for decades. I knocked on the door once, but you don't get told the full story.
I'm here looking for a journalist for The Independent who continually prints lies about me. It's quite nice when you have security and concierge. This is the little bubbles that they live in. They can send other people to your houses, they can harass your families, highlight where you live, and then hide behind their intercom, which is exactly what... Oh, look, they've turned it off. Look, now they're ringing up the security downstairs, you see. They're ringing the security downstairs to say that Tommy Robinson's at their door, which he is, because from what I understand, been trying to contact me. I didn't know how to contact her. Then no one's in their offices now. So I popped down here. And... Is that... Yeah, it's... I phoned to him, look, trying to pretend she doesn't live here. I know she lives here. Oh... Her partner. Come on. Apparently, your partner's looking for me to answer some questions, so I need to speak to her. She needs to give me my right to reply. Doesn't she? You can't go and print more lies about me without giving me a right to reply. Not when you know they're absolutely made up lies. You're using sources from that you know are lies, are fraudulent, and yet you obviously think it's okay to then write things that my children are going to read.
I'm not even allowed to mention the journalist's name or I'll end up in prison for knocking on her door once, as you've seen.
And there you go. That is part five. And we're going to move on here. Welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Danger Man Mitchell. Jeff, what do you think of that part,
well,
buddy?
Well, as you can hear, when you listen to that, ladies and gentlemen, it's how low these people are. You can hear how upset the lady was that these people turned up looking for Tommy. Made her and her little girl was inconsolable. She's scared out of her life. I mean, who wouldn't be? You know, she's a vulnerable lady. You heard what the story was, that she, you know, that she would have been in a bit of an abusive relationship, that her ex had firebombed her home. So you imagine that she's under all sorts of stress and strain. She doesn't need this sort of crap forced upon her. And this is to say, people like Nick Lowe's from Hate Not Hope, the organisation go about things, the Dirty Brigade lot. such, the more you listen to it, I hope, you know, I know there's a lot of our American listeners, you listen to it and I don't know what will go through your mind, because just think that these people are allowed to get away with blackmail, sexual assaults, all sorts of things, and they're covered by our own government. Think about that. I suppose you can say there's a lot goes on in the United States. Maybe similar. Not sure. But as you say, you've got the Antifa groups in the United States, like we've got them over here. And guess what? Nick Lowe's, ha ha ha, I've seen a picture of him. Antifa, he's all got his hoodie on, and he's trying to cover his face. And you knew it was Nick Lowe's. Anybody, face recognition stuff is there. If you want it, you'll know that this is Nick Lowe's Antifa. There you go. He's got pictures of him. And you know it's him. You can't disguise it. No one can look like a slug like him. Can they, Dave? No one can look like a slug like him and think that they can hide and put a face mask up. But it isn't. It was just half a mask. He just looked like he was a slug, you know. Yeah, fat slug, just like the rest of them are. But that's what you get with this horrible, evil, government-funded, yeah, not just by the government, but by the left, the right, the the Conservatives, the Labour, the Greens, you name it, they're all giving them money. Look at the Daily Mail, Express, all of them, the mainstream media, they're all in bed with these people. It's just one big, like a mafia type thing. I'm sorry talking about the mafia. Honestly, the mafia's not as despicable as this lot, I'll tell you. But there you go, that's just my views. But there you go, you're going to hear quite a bit more. And please, you listen to what we've been doing tonight. Please share it around. We want these people exposed to the world, because they are... Nick Lowe's has got a great name. He's a lowlife. Nick Lowe's the lowlife scumbag, which he is. But anyway, Dave, I think I made a few good points there about big fat slugs and Nick Lowe's trying to have a face covering, which he knew it was him, because he just looks like that fat slug, whatever he's dressed in. Back to you, mate.
Yeah, well, Jeff, it's just about time for us to roll the show up, and we'll have part two next week, and we may do something special for you guys next week. It's a possibility. A lot of people do Christmas in July, but next week will be the 31st, and I'm thinking we may do Halloween in July and finish up this documentary, and, you know, that'll be enough tricks, and, of course, we'll have some more tricks because the whole cartel is the gift that keeps on giving. And when I say the cartel, I mean the UK government, the BBC, Hope Not Hate, they're all, and police agencies around the UK, they're all in it together. They're all part of the same machine, just like over here in the States, BLM, the fake stream media over here, and government officials, all part of the same machine. Okay, it's all part of, and I have to say that I got this from Dinesh D'Souza because I think it's leading perfect, the same criminal cartel, and it's going on all over the place. So, and Americans, why you should care? All right, Hope Not Hate has influence in Facebook. As a matter of fact, they were the ones, and I know this, that got both myself and many other American supporters of the EDL banned from Facebook. My Facebook account has been disabled. Not Facebook jail, they just disabled the sucker. So these are people whose reach does go into the United States of America. They're a lot like BLM, and really it's all like-minded people And you guys in the States know what happened in the summer of 2020. And the same thing goes on a smaller scale in the UK. It's at a point now where over there, the criminals control too many of their streets, and you have organizations like Hope Not Hate that are helping to do it. And one more thing before I do my finals, Jeff. We have a picture of Nick Lowles on our show page here at blogtalkradio.com. And I just look at that guy. I mean, it's been many a year. I'm talking about way before, well, right around 1980, since I've been involved with, shall we say, the more unsavory portions of society. Let's put it that way. But I can remember some things. Even with my vision, all right, Nick Lowles looks like he does a lot of cocaine. And I have to wonder what would happen if he were to do a supervised urine test. I have to wonder what that would show. Because, guys, he's about to accuse Tommy Robinson in a book he's going to put out of being a drug dealer. And when you get the details, you're going to laugh because it's so friggin' ridiculous.
Well, I'm sure.
So there you go. Yes.
Slander. If he's going to publish something like that and he's just making hearsay and making it up, then it's quite obvious that Tommy, as long as he's got a legal thing, can go after Nick Lowles and sue him for making slanderous remarks about him, whether it's upheld in this country, because people like Nick Lowles are protected, by the law and by the government. There'll be someone who's going to back him up. But I would sue him. If he did something about me, I'd sue him. There's no doubt about it. If I had the money and I'd had the resources, I would sue the bastard. There you go. I'll leave that up to Tommy. In the end, the book's coming out about it. He's got a right to reply whatever, or write a book about the... Oh, yeah, Tommy, why don't you write a book about this scumbag lot? And that'd be another bestseller, I would reckon, a worldwide bestseller. So there you go, there's a few points for Tommy. If you're listening, Tommy, write a book about these scumbags, put it out there. I think you'll have a number one sales across the globe. There you go, back to you.
Yeah, all right, Jeff. Yeah, and let's do my finals here, guys, because we're going to be back next week with more. And it's going to be packaged up a little bit differently, but we're going to be back with more with the conclusions of this documentary. And I hope you enjoyed this week. And Biggie, thank you for being with us here, buddy. We always appreciate you. And guys, please check out the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. My normal show times are 1 p.m. Monday through Friday Eastern in the United States, and that's 6 p.m. in the U.K. And I generally have new shows put up at midnight on Saturday Eastern in the United States, and that is 5 a.m. on Saturday in the U.K. You can also hear me, as I've said, along with Ken McClinton on Thursdays. Actually, that would be Fridays in the U.K. at around 2 a.m. And that's Thursdays after 9 p.m. on the Exceptional Conservative Show, which comes on TECNTV.com. And I'm also available through Western Free Radio and on SHR Media. And I just want to say, I'm also UBG contact on Getter. And by the way, if you want to get more from Tommy Robinson, he's Tommy Robinson 1 on Getter. I just want to say to the foot soldiers, angels, and all the truth tellers out there who are exposing scuzzballs like Hope Not Hate, please be prosperous. Be blessed, and no surrender ever. And Jeff, I got another note from the Jam, and they're out windsurfing in the Indian Ocean right now. I think they're going to head up to India. So they said something to me about maybe riding some elephants or maybe even some tiger. I don't know. These guys are crazy, but they're enjoying their year off. You know what I mean? And Alex and the Bandits are here. Yeah, they're here and they're ready
to
go.
They work hard every week, Alex and the Bandits. And by the way, Dave, I want to just give you an heads up. That Alex had done a he'd been in the studio and he'd got another song and he sent it through to me, but it was on one he'd worked with posting, so I had to go to Windows Media to play it. But it's what's it called? I can't remember what it's called, but I quite liked it, and I'm going to have to see if I can find it, because once I shut down my computer, all of a sudden, when I went to look for the Windows Media thing, it weren't there. So I'll probably know what I'll do, just go, what Alex sent me, I'll just go to his messenger, and then I'll just download it again. Hopefully I can send it through to you, Dave. It sounds pretty good. You know, I mean, he said, I hope you like it, Jeff. Give us a, tell me what you think. And it's like anything. I like to listen to something a couple of times and then make my own mind, and then I'll make a reply. But it was, Alex put a lot of time and effort into it anyway. But I'm just sorry I couldn't send it through to you, though, because I lost where I put it. What am I like, mate? But anyway, no, we'll say we'll see you next week, guys, with the second part of the expose on this disgusting, horrible band of thugs. Because this is called them, but they are a band of thugs. And we'll be exposing them more next week, and hopefully with our other outlets across wherever they might get out to, there's going to be a lot of expose on these scumbags. So, and that's what we want to do, because they're quick to exposing or doxing people, making lies up about people, making sources out of lies. That's what they are. They're a band of liars and thugs. But anyway, I'll pass it back to Dave for you to do what you normally do, Dave. A great show tonight, buddy. Thanks for all the slides and everything you do, the all the audio stuff on that docu about the I Hate Not Hope group. Dave, really appreciated, and all the things you do in the background, buddy. So with that, let me pass it back to my dear friend Dave. Back to you, Dave.
All right. Alex and the Bandits are all set up on stage, and they're ready to go. Just for today, they're behaving themselves. You know, that they only flicked one or two peanuts at you while you were doing your spiel there, man. And it's very nice, guys. Glad to see you guys.
You know, Alex.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah, of course. All right, guys. God bless you. We'll see you next week. All right, Alex, hit it, buddy.
News of the world said we are hooligans. We're the only people to defend your rights. And I won't stand by and watch this country die. So roll Britannia with the EDL. Go mental! We'll be right back.
yeah, we'll see you next week, Alex. Cheers, guys. And of course, good luck, guys. Thanks, Dave. And Bigfoot for being here tonight. Good to see you tonight, Biggie. I'll be keeping warm, my dear friend. And we'll see you, hopefully, we'll see you next week. So, let's go. Thanks, Dave, for a week. And I'll speak to you a bit later, however. So, ladies and gentlemen, good soldiers, angels, patriots across the globe, you take care, stay safe, and you keep well, and we will see you again next week. So this is the English Defence League radio show signing off for tonight. See you later, guys. Bye-bye.